FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to this rather warm Saturday. I'm with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon. This is the weekend wind-up.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the Weekend Wind Up with me, Spencer, with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And how are you? Hope you're well. Big thanks to Keith. That man's a legend. Never fails to make me laugh. And we're definitely going to be doing a show or something together. Why not, eh? Out of small acorns. We've got a cracking show for you today. Got a special guest coming in, the Lucettas. Really looking forward to seeing those guys. Got Tommy and Lloyd coming in. They'll be in with me after one today, answering all your questions, chatting about the band and the live set as well. Looking forward to that. But get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media, the Weekend Wind Up. Usual channels, you know where I am. Good to hear you requesting the shout outs. Got some great music for you today. And this is exactly that. This is the Pussycat Dolls featuring Snoop Dogg.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up. You keep running, say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing.
Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
You gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep
Oxford's estate agents, Saffron Building Society and Sound Financial Planning Group. These local businesses and others have chosen to work with us at Essex Community Foundation to support local charities. Their donations to us keep on giving because we invest the money they contribute to provide support for Essex charities year after year. To find out how we can help you have more impact with your company's charitable giving, visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk.
Are you fed up with your photocopiers and printers? Are you getting a poor service and being overcharged by your current supplier? Maybe you're simply reviewing your requirements. Whatever your reason, the KJL Group are your local managed print company, providing honest, transparent and cost-effective contracts for a variety of machines to meet all your needs. Contact the KJL Group today at kjldocs.co.uk. KJL Group, for office technology made simple.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. You know what? That last song, what a perfect day to play that, eh? The sun's out, there's a lovely breeze, blue skies. Just crack that up nice and loud. And it still sounds as good today as when it first came out, doesn't it, eh? Honestly, what a sad loss the loss of Dolores has been. Really has. The Cranberries there with Linger. Now, I want to say hello to a couple of people already getting in touch. Thank you so much. Chris has messaged in to say, looking forward to today's show. Wasn't here last week, so didn't manage to listen in, but I'm tuned back in this week. It's an absolute pleasure, Chris. Good to have your company. Big shout out as well to Hannah. Hi, how are you doing, my love? Hannah said, in the garden, we're making the most of the rays because we're not attempting to go out on Monday and Tuesday. No, exactly. Because apparently we're going to get burnt, are we? That's what's going to happen. So, listen to you having a cheeky little drink, listening to the music in the sunshine. Enjoy, relax. That's what it's all about. Grab yourself a good book as well. Nothing like it. And a big shout out as well to Lucy. Hello, my love. Hope you're well. Lucy said, enjoying the music today. We've decided madness to clear out the shed, and we don't know why. We're halfway through it, and we've suddenly realised we've either got a power on and just finish it off, or just leave it. Just finish it off. Get it done. If you don't use it, bin it. Get rid of it. Make you feel so much better at the end, honestly. So, but keep cool, and thanks for listening. And allow yourself a cheeky little drink, maybe, or a snack to get you through the afternoon while you're doing it. So, as I said, I've got some special guests in today. The Lucettas, a cracking band. I've got Tommy and Lloyd coming in from the band. They'll be in with me after one, hopefully, today. Talking about all their plans, the new album, the new single, and hopefully they'll do an acoustic track as well for us, which I'm really looking forward to. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And any questions for them, if you like what you're listening to, do get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, and let me know.
Pictures and silhouettes of somebody, you that somebody. Guilty pleasures got me obsessed like nobody. Don't make it easy.
Yeah, I might be overreaching. Maybe you're with someone else. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. And I just can't help myself. I have picked up on your scent. There's no more denying. Denying.
I will bring you into life like a song I can't forget. And I know that I will love you. I just haven't met you yet. Swear that I can almost taste you. Like there's something in the air. I just haven't found you. I just haven't found you. Found you yet. Will come together as soon as I can reach the other side. Close the distance between what's real and what's down the line. Oh,
yeah, I might be overreaching. Maybe you're with someone else. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. Just can't help myself, and I am picked up on your sin. There's no more denying, denying.
I will bring you into life like a song I can't forget. And I know that I will love you. I just haven't met you yet. Swear that I can almost taste you. Like there's something in the air. I just haven't found you. I just haven't found you. Found you yet.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, your first travel update of the day today. Roads are looking pretty good at the moment, I have to say. The A12 as you leave the Brook Street roundabout Chelmsford bound. That's quite heavy at the moment traffic-wise, but still moving just a bit slower than usual. There are the temporary traffic lights around the Brentwood station as you turn in towards the High Street, which are causing some delays, so be mindful of that. And also on the A127 south end bound around Festival Leisure, that's quite congested at the moment. There was a broken down vehicle which has caused some tailbacks, has now been cleared. It's just taking its time to clear the area. Now, London Underground, there are severe delays on the Central Line. There is a park closure on the Circle, the District, and the Hammersmith and City Line. And there's also minor delays on the Elizabeth Line and also the Waterloo and City Line as well. Docklands Light Railway running okay at the moment. Greater Anglia Network and C2C, are showing as travelling fine today. But obviously that could change with the inclement hot weather, and they are saying there may well be a revised timetable. So just be mindful of that, and we'll keep you updated on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Let's turn up the heat till we fry. get hot. Some might get hot. Some might get hot. Some might get hot.
Babe,
you can make all my dreams.
XFM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you think of popping out tonight and you want something to do, well, the Blackmore Players are presenting All My Sons at the Blackmore Village Hall, which is in 1669 Ashes Road. Now, this is it's a very, very famous play, and the talented cast have come together to bring this classic to life on the local stage. And if you love great theatre, this is one not to be missed. Tickets are only £10 for the month show, and they are £12.50 for the show tonight as well. More tickets available and more information on www.blackmoreplayers.co.uk. Also tonight, there is a concert in place as well. It's the Men to Sing Summer Concert at St Thomas's Church in Shanks Mills Road in Navestock. And the Men to Sing Choir present a concert including songs from Queen, Michael Bublé, Elton John, ELO, and lots of stirring anthems from hit musicals and choral classics. Door open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tickets are £12.50 from Jan on 01708 688 649 or Suzanne on 01277 372 766. And don't worry, if you've not got that information, go onto our website, www.phoenixfm.com. Click on the events and you will see the details of where to approach for tickets if you're interested. And I'll repeat this information throughout the show as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
That last thing was probably quite the worst one I've ever done. I do apologise. If there's anyone listening, I will get it right in the next hour, I promise. This is Blood on my Dance Floor.
Yeah. This July, for St. Francis Hospice, the colour orange represents the warmth, care and compassion that our patients need. To join Go Orange in July, all you need to do is fundraise your way and raise any amount you can for local people who need hospice care. Every £54 raised pays for an hour of hospice at home care for a local patient. We'd love you to join us. For more information or to register, go to sfh.org.uk and search Go Orange.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950. And make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, I just want to make you aware, you would have seen the announcements out and about on the media, on radio, on TV, etc., about the inclement weather on Monday and Tuesday next week. Now, obviously, I know we made a light of it at the beginning of the show about the kind of the doom-laden headlines, etc., but we do need to take it seriously, and we just want to remind you of the messages out there from TfL at the moment for travelling, and they are saying they are strongly encouraging customers not to use the public transport system on Monday and Tuesday unless your travel is essential. They're saying their services are likely to be impacted by the extreme hot weather conditions, and they expect delays, cancellations and short notice changes to all of their services. So we don't know what the impact is going to be. It could well be nothing happens, but just be mindful of that, and obviously take care of yourselves, keep hydrated, keep in the shade where we can. I know it's easier said than done, isn't it, to try and change your daily routines just for these announcements, but we just wanted to make you aware that that announcement is out there, and they are asking you to make sure, if you do have to use public transport, to make sure you take enough water with you, sun cream, sunshade, etc. But this information is all on the website and everywhere else as well, so just be mindful of that if you are travelling about. Now, last week, really exciting news. We had a brand new single from Stepsland, and it's a bit of a good one. We love it, so I thought I'd play it for you today. This is the first time I would have played this, and this is called Hard to Forget.
The stars are listening, street lights. See every move, every step I take. Heartbreak and champagne, the whole night. I'm sick of the burn, sick of the aftertaste.
I gave it all to you, exalted you. I fought for you the most. I gave it all to you because of you.
I'm punch drunk on your love, punch drunk on your love.
Why would you leave me just to live in my head? So easy to love, so hard to forget. Drinking and dancing while you're dreaming in bed. So easy to love, so hard to forget.
Hey. champagne the whole night. I'm sick of the burn, sick of the aftertaste. So hard to forget. Drinking and dancing while you're dreaming in bed. So easy to love. So hard to forget.
Take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
There we are. That's Charlie Puth there, featuring Jungkook from BTS. Brand new single from them called Left and Right. So, yeah, that's going to do really well, isn't it? Now, we are heading up towards the news. But before the news, I do want to play for you today's Danny's Choice. I missed out on it last week. And today, Danny has picked a cracker of a song. A real summer anthem. Nice and loud. Windows open. And crank this one up if you can. So, Danny has picked a band who I think... They've got a huge following. They really have, and they're great, but I do think they've kind of just very slightly always slipped under the radar. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel they've got the acclaim and the applause they should have got. I think they're a great band, and their back catalogue is outstanding. So, Danny, thanks for today's choice. Really appreciate it, my friend. It's a brilliant song. Hope you're having a good weekend. I'll speak to you soon. This is the Kaiser Chiefs. There we go, the Kaiser Chiefs there. Oh my God. So we're heading up towards the news. And after the news, as I'm really, really thrilled to tell you, my guests are in the studio, so they will be with us after 1 o'clock today. Tommy and Lloyd from the Lucettas, they will be with us talking about the new single, the album, their plans, and we'll be doing a track for us as well. So that'd be really good. So looking forward to that. Any questions for the guys, do get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit us up on social media, that we can wind up on Instagram or Facebook and Twitter. Just let us know. It'd be great to share your messages. But as I say, we're heading out towards the news. After the news, we'll have the weather, couple of tracks, and then we'll come straight back in with the interview. So looking forward to that. I want to give a big shout out as well, just very, very quickly, to Lauren, who messaged in saying, could I wish Dan a happy 50th birthday today? Happy birthday, Dan. Whatever you're up to, mate, hope you have a good one, and hope it's a great weekend for you. And yeah, have a cheeky little drink on us. Have a good time. We'll see you on the other side after the news. You take care. Speak to you soon.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, we're being advised to start considering changing our behaviour to prepare for next week's extreme heat, which could even leave the fittest people at risk of becoming unwell. With temperatures likely to hit 40 degrees and the UK in a national emergency, employers are encouraged to allow more time for breaks or more flexible hours if possible. The NHS is preparing for an influx of patients. Dr. Catherine Henderson says she's worried about the potential pressure on hospitals.
What our concern is that we'll see that there are patients who are suffering from heat illness who then end up needing to come into hospital when we're already in a situation where we've got very, very busy hospitals.
A murder investigation's underway after a woman was stabbed in Kent. A man in his 30s and a woman in her 20s had been arrested after police were called to a property in Margate early this morning. Sri Lanka's parliament will meet to start the process of electing the next president. The former leader fled when protesters stormed his residence over the country's economic collapse. In sport, England hung on to secure a nervy rugby union series victory over Australia in Sydney. They survived a late fight back to win 21-17. Elsewhere, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell says they pulled off one of the toughest tasks in the sport by winning a series in New Zealand for the first time. They managed a historic 2-1 victory by beating the All Blacks 32-22 in Wellington.
We went for it, you know, straight from the start, which is great. It's a group of 40 players and a lot of staff as well. And we said it was going to be the start of our World Cup year, but I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit bigger than that.
And England's Tommy Fleetwood made an impressive start to his third round at the Open, picking up 2 birdies on the first 3 holes. It's taken him to 5 under par, which is 8 shots off leader Cameron Smith, who plays later. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, so I've got your latest weather update for you. You don't need me to tell you a bright sunny day today, really, really warm, coming in around 26 degrees and looking like that remainder into the evening as well. A very clear night overnight. Temperatures might dip, but nowhere near as cool as we want it to be, coming in tonight about 14 degrees. And tomorrow, this is when the warm weather really starts to kick in. So they're saying we're going to average tomorrow about 31, 32 degrees from about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And then Monday and Tuesday, there is the severe weather warning, which you do need to be mindful of, where we're looking that we will touch 40 degrees. So check, obviously, on your local weather providers just to keep you updated on that. We'll keep you updated each and every hour as well on the weather situation.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour of the weekend wind up. Good to have your company. This is Beyonce.
Release the time, release the strain, release the stress, release the love, forget the rest.
I'm gonna dye my hair, cause I lost my mind. B is back and I'm sleeping real good at night.
The queen's in the front and the dom's in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snapped. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Motivation.
Can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
Can have the stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love. We go up and down, lost and found, searching for love. Looking for something that lives inside me. Looking for something that lives inside me.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Get into my car!
Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So welcome back. So I'm really pleased to have my special guest in the studio. So we've got Tommy and Lloyd from the Lucettas. But before we go into a chat, I want to play for you the current track that we've got out on our A-list. This is In Everything.
If that's what you choose to do, it's been a few years since you've been loving someone new. How's it treating you? Do you miss me too? And I still feel alive. What do you think about me? Am I in everything you do? Just tell me, do you think about me? I think about you, and now you're living life without me. I guess I didn't think it through. Just tell me, do you think about me? 'Cause I think about you. Yeah, I think about you. Here's a song there, if I think about it, you won't have a clue, but you can pretend you do. I said I'd be there, but you can keep my time in lieu with the attitude that I deserted you. And I still feel alive. Do you think about me? Am I in everything you do? About me, 'cause I think about you, and now you're living life without me. I guess I didn't think it through. Just tell me, do you think about me? 'Cause I think about you, and tell me, do you think about me? Am I in everything you do?
Think about you.
Here we go, the Lucettas there in Everything, coming on our A-list. And I'm really, really thrilled to say that I do have Tommy and Lloyd from the band in the studio. Now, when we arranged for the guys to come in, we get requesting from bands all the time, and obviously we try and feature as many people as we can. But we heard the track, and it came in, the track that's just been played. And there's something about it, isn't there? And we had a couple of people message in when I played it the first time a few weeks ago. And there's a real buzz about it. So I'm really thrilled to have the guys in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
How you doing? So we've got Tommy and Lloyd from Lucettas. So introduce yourself. So tell us about the band. Obviously, there's two of you are missing today.
Two of us are missing today.
So give a shout. Who's missing?
So Sam and George aren't here. I'm sure they're listening, though, so shout them out. But so just me and Lloyd today. But we are the Lucettas. We've been together for a few years now. We started really about 8 years ago, which is pretty crazy to think of because we were still at school. I started the band.
It doesn't make me feel old at all. Don't worry about it.
It's crazy, like the amount of time when you look back at how long it's actually been. But I think that in a way, we see ourselves as like two separate bands, though. Although we've been together for that long, because we were so young and sort of working our way around, it sort of feels like there was that period of time whilst at school and all up until like 21, 22, and then from then, now.
Like a phase one.
Yeah, phase one and then phase two, exactly.
Was it almost like, you know, when you're at school, you're going, oh, let's be in a band, and then you talk about it, and then, it doesn't, and then, so what was the turning point to kind of shift it forward a gear?
I think that, if I'm honest, I think with the lockdown, I think we realised that we really wanted to give this a go because we had such a long time without even being able to go to see a gig or like be around music, let alone play it. And I think we all got together and decided that we're going to give it a good crack. And that's what we've been doing since. And we have plans to continue to do that for as long as we possibly can, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great sound, and it's really fresh. And, you know, and I know we'll talk about this, obviously, as we go along today, but you're gigging so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're everywhere. I mean, just this week, Lloyd, tell us about this week. Where have you been?
Well, Thursday, we were playing at the Hartford Corn Exchange with a couple of other bands. And then last night, we played at the Basement in Chelmsford.
Yeah. Which is a great venue.
Yeah, like
great
I say,
venue.
With admissions headlining, really good band as well. So
was it a tad warm?
It was. Do you know what? Both of the gigs, actually, Thursday and Friday, I was sweating. Got to like the last song and I started getting like sweat in my eye, and that's the worst when you're playing.
Because it stings,
yeah,
didn't
you
it?
Can't do anything because you're playing the guitar. You can't like wipe your eye or anything. Yeah. So you're like trying to concentrate, but just like one eye closed.
Standing there crying.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's getting all emotional. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. So how is it, like, for the four of you then, so in lockdown, did you manage to catch up on Zoom and stuff like that, or did you literally just have a break?
I think, no, obviously the restrictions were changing all the time, and we were sort of working around those. I think the main turning point during the lockdown was when we were allowed to meet outside. And we were practicing in gardens and writing songs in the middle of fields, and we really had a drive to get it going, even though the circumstances were pretty difficult. As soon as sort of studios and practice rooms were allowed to open, we've been in there every single week since. So
So the whole process around writing for you all, so how does it work? Is it that somebody's responsible for kind of the melodies and the lyrics, and other people kind of come up with the kind of the score and the music, etc.? How does it work?
Well, it all depends, really. Like I say, Tom will a lot of time in our WhatsApp group. We'll tag in a song that he's written. He'll be like, "Oh, I've got this tune," and sometimes it'll just be the tune. Sometimes he will already have lyrics and a melody, and then we'll all listen to it, think about obviously what we can do with it, and then when we go and practice the next time, we'll try and refine the song and make it into the finished article.
Yeah, and I think that there are two processes that we tend to do as a band. It's like usually it comes from maybe me on the acoustic guitar having a song and bringing it to the boys. But I think what we've adapted over the last year and a half is room writing. So we sort of go off ideas whilst we're in the practice room. Like Lloyd might have a nice guitar bit, or Sam might do a good beat, or George might have a bass line, and we sort of build up a song from that idea in that block of time that we're practicing, and then continue that way.
Yeah. It's nothing quite as exciting as then when you get a good hook or something, and it kicks in. You know, is there so? Are there kind of, within the band, are there people that take a natural lead at things? So obviously you say about the songwriting and the music, but do you have kind of all their different roles and how it all fits together?
I'd say yeah, there is probably a dynamic in that way, but I'd say collectively we are a team. Like I think we're all on the same page, really. We want to work hard, and we enjoy it, so we're all on the same wavelength in a way.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? If you're enjoying it, it's not work, is it?
Exactly.
It's you know, the best job in the world if you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's it. Find a job you love and you'll never work again. Yeah, that's what they say.
Exactly. So now, this is probably going to be a very tricky question, but what makes a good song?
Oh, do you know what? I don't know. For me, probably just I'm a big fan of melodies. I'm like a melodic fan. That's what gets me. I enjoy that. That's what I look for in music. And I think, and lyrics as well for me. That's a personal thing maybe, but if I can relate to the words in the song, I think that's the key thing that helps me identify with music. So for being a lyricist, that would be what I look for. But obviously it differs for everybody, really.
Yeah, like I agree with the melody. I think if it's a melody people can get behind, and it's easy, you know, chant, crowd pleaser, I think if everyone gets behind it. Yeah.
And do you find as musicians that it could be that suddenly you'll get a lyric out of somewhere or a melody out of somewhere and you just have to make note of it and kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know what it's like? It's like entering a state of flow sometimes, and this is what happens in the room. It's like almost... It seems weird to say, and a bit hippie vibes, but like out of body experience in a way.
No, not at all.
Because it's like, you're in a state of sort of flow. You're in a state of creativity, and I think that's where the best songs come from, when you're fully immersed in that period of writing it.
And what that demonstrates is you're tuned in to what you're doing. So that's actually makes a lot of sense. Mm. So your music, listen to it, it's got a real, for me, a festival stadium type feel. It's kind of, it's strong, it's kind of really big.
Yeah.
It's powerful guitars. What are your musical influences, kind of, you know, where do you pull from? What are there current artists you particularly really, really like?
Well, I quite like two guitar bands. I think any band with two guitars, it widens the sound, and it does create a powerful kind of drive. It's like, for me, like The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, The Hives, like one of my favourites.
Yeah, and like obviously Oasis and the big pillars of British rock and roll are obviously going to have an influence. I think in the early days for me, it was more like The Who and bands like that. But I think as I'm progressing as a musician, and I'll agree with Lloyd, like the big sort of sounds, like with the guitars, the big sort of anthem-y sounds. And also like don't sort of overcomplicate stuff sometimes. I think simple is good at times. Yeah, and there's like the biggest bands and the best songs in history have been criticised for being too simple, you know. Like Oasis always get criticised for being...
Well, it's like the Rolling Stones were at the beginning. Like, they were really criticised for being basic.
It's like four chords or whatever. It's like sort of there's loads of musicians that are like, oh, it's only four chords, but it's like, yeah, but it's the biggest song in history. So,
do you remember all the flack that Status Quo used to get for just having two chords on their guitars? They're still going like 50 years. I mean, there's different iterations now, but they're still going and they're still like really kind of out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like AC/DC, they found that formula and they've stuck to it for like 40 plus
years. If it ain't broke, you don't fix exactly. It. That's what they say. So, what do you think of the state of music today?
I think there's great music out there. I think the music hasn't died. I don't think that there's a lack in good music at all. I think there's great musicians everywhere you look, to be honest.
It's just not on the surface.
Yeah, it's probably the promotion of of those musicians that is lacking.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I don't think that the music stopped. I just think that the limelight has been shifted in a more commercial way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's always the case, isn't it? We know that happened. But I think music went through a period, and I've said this before, and I got shot down for it, but I think that we saw a period where every female artist wanted to sing like Adele. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. No. But I think we're seeing originality come back into guys like yourselves with that music, that kind of, you can tell if... you can tell when a piece of music is genuine. Does that make sense?
It's kind of totally.
If it's written by a band and it's played, you know, it's just something a bit different rather this formulaic
It's heart and spirit, isn't it, really? It comes from a deeper place than a commercial idea.
More organic than an assembly line.
Yeah.
So let's talk album. The album's in the bag, is it?
Well, it's been recorded and I think it's going to be finished this week, mixing and mastering.
Hopefully,
I think so.
So it's definitely out over the next 3 months.
We're going to get another single out, I think, and then go from there. So it should be out. It will be out this year, imagine. Yeah, I imagine it'll be out this year.
Do we have a title yet, or...?
We have a title, but we're going to keep that on
the
wrap.
That's fine,
sorry.
That's fine. No, it's good. Keep the mystique going.
Know what? We don't think too deeply into our titles for stuff, really. They sort of organically grow from something that we find funny or an incident that sort of happened. And there seems to be sort of a backstory to sort of most of the titles that we have. Either that or we just call the song simply like what the hook is lyrically. So we're not very inventive.
As we just said, if it ain't broke, you don't fix it. That's the album. So what can we expect from the album?
I think there's a bit of a journey as the album goes on. I think it starts with sort of it depicts our journey from the start of writing again to now, and I think you'll be able to see a musical improvement and development as the 12 songs go on. And yeah, I'm really excited, to be honest.
A wide range of styles.
I think so too. Yeah, I think we have like a commercial pop song in a way. I think Counting on Me is quite poppy. I think in everything that you just played is quite melodic and deep thinking. I think Syracuse, our latest single, is more sort of punk and sort of punky, a bit more sort of rocky, a bit gritty. And we've got like some acoustic slow songs. We have a nice variety, I think, and there's a bit of a journey that can display our development as a group, I think.
I think what's quite good is, I'm going to play Syracuse in a minute, but as you say, it is massively different from in everything.
Yeah.
But you can still tell it's you.
Yeah.
And that's quite a unique thing. I think you can identify less the band because, you've still got that kind of... your DNA running through it, if you like. That's the thing, which is quite interesting. So, gig-wise, what are your plans? So, obviously, we've got the album coming up. I know you've had a crazy busy week this week.
Yeah, really busy week. So, as Lloyd said, we played, obviously, Hartford on Thursday and Basement last night. Wednesday, we're playing at the Underbelly in Hoxton, in London.
Have you played there before?
No, I haven't, actually.
It's an amazing gig.
Yeah, I've heard, my cousin went there and he said it was great, and... yeah, I've sort of always wanted to be playing in there, but never had the opportunity, really. But looking forward to it, to be honest. I think we're going to do a gig on the 30th of July in Barking with Outland, who are a really good band from that sort of area. And yesterday we got some amazing news, really, for us. We did a cover of a song called All Goes Cold by a band called The Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Who are one of my favourite bands, to be honest, but they're more of a sort of UK rap, garage band, so very different to what we do. But we did a cover of their song and made it our own, and they've invited us to play on their festival that they're doing.
Oh, cracking, it's amazing!
So, yeah, really exciting. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and that is on the 12th of August.
And where is that?
It is
Lingfield,
yeah. But they're doing like buses and stuff. There's loads of information online if anyone wants to check it out.
Lingfield's got a massive race course. Is it?
I think so. Yeah, but I should have probably done my homework really before I come on here.
Well, that is good news, isn't it? Exactly. It's what you want. So, where can people find out about you? Tell us. You know, obviously your socials and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
so
that.
We are the Lucettas. It's Lucettas on all social media platforms. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We've got YouTube, SoundCloud, still Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere you get music, we're there. The Lucettas.
Popular
streaming channels. Exactly. So we are going to play the new single Syracuse, and then when we come back after that, we are going to have. Are we having two tracks?
Yeah, why not?
We are going to have two tracks acoustic from the guys. Really, really looking forward to that. So before we do, this is the new single. This is Syracuse.
Cold air.
There we go, Syracuse from the Lucetta, I keep doing that, don't I? Anyway, so welcome back. As I said, we are going to do a live set now with the guys from the band. So over to you. What's the name of this first track?
This song is called Find Some Faith. It's going to be on our first record. So yeah, hope you enjoy it.
In the morning, waking up to sunlight across my face, I lie in snakes and blood. Joyous thought and carry on my soldiers across my shoulders, remain some kind of God. And through the grounds I stay numb and loud, noises out the screams, and whatever this all means, I'm loaded now. I walk through the crowds, I know that I'm in need, and I'm searching for some peace. Well, oh, I left it all behind me, and I'm pausing my dreams. I believe the lies, it was all for you. Every time I fall through, every time I feel down, I will look to you and find some faith in me. So the snakes rise above the hills, and she was standing without her love or guns. The metal flies in the evil feelings as she lays flat and her body leaves for God. And then arise, she knew it was time. I tried to shout, but no words came out. I'm crying now, lost inside the sounds, was silenced by the screams. Will we ever get our peace? Well, oh, I left it all behind me, and I'm pausing my dreams. I believe the lies, it was all for you. Every time I fall through, every time I feel down, I will look to you, find some faith in me. Whoa, whoa. Behind me, and I'm pausing my dreams. I believe the lies, it was all for you. Every time I fall through, every time I feel down, I will look to you, find some faith in me.
This song is another song on our first album. It's called The Power, and I hope you enjoy it. Sorry.
Thank you.
And I got the power, putting in the hours for me. But I still think back to everything that I used to be. And I'm not sure if I like who I am right now, but I'm into it at the moment. And I'm not sure if I know where I'm going, but I'm going through the motions. 'Cause I'm going in and out, feeling through the doubts of my own. And I'm twisting up my head when my melon's in a mess. I go, but it's magic every time you speak. And when I'm leaving here, I'm gonna be taking you with me. Yeah, when we sat around and we spoke about our dreams. Well, I'm still dreaming it, I'm still believing it for free. Yeah, yeah. And I've been through it, I know I nearly blew it for me. And I say that I'm a lover if I blow my cover, I mean. And I'm not sure if I know who I am right now, but I'm trying to be something to be. And I'm not sure if I know how I feel right now, but I'd love it if you felt it with me. 'Cause I'm going in and out, feeling through the doubts of my own. And I'm twisting up my head when my melon's in a mess. I go, but it's magic every time you speak. And when I'm leaving here, I'm gonna be taking you with me. Yeah, when we sat around and we spoke about our dreams. Well, I'm still dreaming it, I'm still believing it for free. Yeah, yeah. I'm still an OG, gonna give my all until I see what I'm feeling. Sometimes I close my eyes and drift away. I know it's time for me to see it, believe in that power.
Superb, love that, love that. That sounds like Paolo Nutini.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, yeah. Really love that. Absolutely. While I was broadcasting live, Michelle Ward, she presents our weektime daytime show, Eat My Brunch, and she messaged in saying, sounded fabulous.
Really?
She's a musician herself. She's about to release an EP.
Amazing.
Check her out. But
And
we had a couple of questions coming for yourselves as well. Chris has messaged in to say, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
This is a tough question because I have a lot of self-belief, and I think as a band we have a lot of self-belief, but it's hard to say that without sounding really arrogant.
No, you know, never lose that.
I just think that, I could say I see myself being the biggest thing since sliced bread, but I just think that the actual aim is to just make music the life. It's not to be the biggest thing ever. It's just to just do music as my job and our job. And
so it's just doing what you're doing, but a much bigger scale.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, that's what I hope to be doing. That's what we all hope to be doing, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're living and breathing music now.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be doing, really, for the rest of our life.
Yeah. And it's, just keeping it simple is that we just want to be doing music for a life.
I was wondering, actually, when you were both playing and I was watching, I was thinking to myself, I wonder, is it the case with all four of you that even when you're not together and recording, you're still picking up the guitar and just strumming and just thinking and just...
Yeah, all the time, to be honest. It's like, I think it's just music on the brain 24/7.
Honing the craft.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not even like a conscious effort, I don't feel.
But don't ever lose that self-belief thing, because there's so many people who are prepared to take that away from you anyway.
Yeah.
You always keep that. Yeah. Another question coming from Barney, and Barney said, I'm really interested in learning guitar and breaking into music. Any tips for how to do that?
Don't wait for somebody else to help you. Do it yourself. That is the one thing I will always say in music, because I've been doing it with the band since I was 16, 15, maybe even younger, and I think that when we were younger collectively, we were thinking that, oh, we're just going to put some songs out and then like a big powerful person's going to come and take us under their wing, or look after us. But the truth is that you need to do it yourself, and that's where the motivation has to come from internally. And I would say, just if you want to learn guitar, if you want to play music, if you want to write music, do it. Do it often, and do it by yourself or with a group of people that have the same ambition and, want to do the same things as you. I don't know what you think about that.
I don't know. It's just...
Are you both self-taught musically?
I definitely am.
I was to begin with, and then when I went to uni and college, we had to have lessons, mandatory lessons, which to me definitely helped me, because I felt...
I suppose it structured it, did it?
Structured it, and it just takes it to the next level, really, because obviously with teachers, they see what ability you're at, and then they know probably if they've been doing it a long time, they... Like any teacher, you can't teach everyone the same. You've got to adapt.
Yeah.
So I think they can adapt to how...
Yeah.
Certainly with stuff like influences and what you want out of yourself as well, what you ultimately want out of it, then they could definitely help you. But look after yourself, I think.
Yeah, I think, well. I think I was talking about starting, is what I meant. You've got to start by yourself. You can't have somebody... Yeah, it has to be, the motivation has to be internal.
You've got to really want to do
it. It's like anything in life. If you want to do something, just do it. So many people, myself included at times, it's like you get caught up on inhibition.
The only barrier is yourself.
You get caught up on inhibition. It doesn't matter what it is in any context, in any field. If you want to do something, just do it. Cause
I think it's like if the guitar's sitting in the corner, you don't want to think, I suppose I better pick up and play.
Yeah.
You've got to go, no, I want to play
the guitar. Exactly.
I'm going to play the guitar.
Well, I think, obviously, the future's so bright for you guys. It really is. And it's been an absolute privilege having you in today, hearing the music. Really would love you to come back. So make sure you
love
stay in touch.
Back. Yeah, we'd love to come back.
And especially when the album's out, come back in.
Yeah, that would be great.
Tracks in the album. That'd be really good. So once more, where can people find out about you, all your socials?
So we are The Lucettas. It's LUCETTAS on all social media platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you get your music, we're on there. So, yeah, check us out.
Brilliant. And obviously, this show will be edited over the weekend. It'll be available by tomorrow evening, and the link will be sent out on all the social media pages, including the guy's social media pages. So you can listen again. You can watch the live performance and get downloading on those streaming sites because they need your support. Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Right. You won't need a ticket to take this ride. Set no expectation, just might blow your mind. Oh, no use in fighting the feeling, it takes control. Takes control.
Touch me, round and round and round we so good.